Don't seek validation from your friend or your man. You know it don't look good on you? Take it off. The Next Door Podcast. Welcome back to the Next Door Podcast. I am Bestie Next Door, and I'm like your Bestie Next Door. If you'd like your tea to be extra, extra sweet, then this place is not for you. Because we like our tea to be sweet and bitter. Sweet enough that it goes down, bitter enough to wake us up. Guys, I want to start off with announcements. And you guys know how I do my little chit-chat and rant before we get into today's topic. First things first, so you can now call me immediately on the spot with Pop Call, and the link is listed in my bio. I know some of you may be going through an emotional roller coaster at the moment and really want to talk to me or really want my advice urgently. You can now call me with Pop Call. And that one link, the link is in that one link. The ebooks, the audiobooks are still available in the link in my bio. The High Value Woman audiobook, the High Value Woman workbook, the Controlling Your Emotions audiobook is also there. It also comes with a workbook as well. There's still different ebooks and audiobooks to help you on your journey to becoming the woman that you inspire to be this 2024. I truly, truly highly recommend a lot of you to get the Controlling Your Emotions audiobook. I mean, it's going to really help you with being grounded. And I know a lot of you know what happened to me. I told you guys what happened to me a few episodes back, and just me being able to control my emotions is what really helped me in my journey to recovery, because I'm actually recovering really well and, you know, praying more. So that you can see I have a different light to me. I'm like, you know, shit happens, but you know, you can see it and hear my voice. I have a lot of faith and I'm grounded. And a lot of you that listen to me, if anything, you should get the Controlling Your Emotions audiobook. It would truly, truly help you in controlling your emotions and just being grounded and being more rational with your emotions. Now, you know I love me some Fiji water. And without further ado, let me crack open my Fiji water. First sip. And guys, I'm probably not going to start drinking alcohol or like, well, I'm not going to have my first drink probably till May. I really want my body to like slim back down from, you know, the whole thing that happened. I don't really want to say it again. And once my body slim back down, I feel like when I pop open my American Honey, you know, it's a celebration. You know, it's a celebration. But anyways, let's talk about this. I've been seeing this online a lot. Natalie Nunn. I don't know if you guys know who Natalie Nunn is. For those of you who don't know who Natalie Nunn is the executive producer of Baddies. She's a millionaire and she's the main breadwinner in her marriage. She's married. A lot of people didn't know she was married because the way she acts like she's single. Now, it's crazy because you see, this is where the double standard come in. When a man is a breadwinner, it's like know how to deal with his infidelity. But what happens when the woman is the breadwinner? Can she go out and cheat as well? Is it fair? I mean, I don't know. Most people feel like she can do what she want to do because she's taking care of her husband, right? But again, it's like, this is where tradition comes into play. I really don't know how to slice this, because it's like, if you are the breadwinner in your relationship or marriage, is it okay for you to cheat? It's like, sometimes married men tend to step out on their marriage and have a side chick. And, you know, us women, we usually advise ourselves, even elder, even our moms, grandmothers would advise ourselves how to deal with it and, you know, to collect. You know, I've always been saying that. But what happens when the wife has a side guy? She has a little boyfriend because she's trying to find happiness, right? And in her finding happiness, what if her having another boyfriend is happiness? Should the man divorce her because she's cheating? But what if she's the breadwinner? Interesting. But anyways, on today's episode, we're talking about how to validate yourself. This topic is so important because the reason why most women end up in situations they don't want to be in is because they don't know how to validate themselves. They seek validation outside of themselves. They seek validation in their partner, in their friends, and end up easily influenced because, you know, there's this trend with this whole BBL thing going on. And I told you guys this last year, and I'm going to tell you guys this year. If you're going to do anything to your body, just get lipo. Trust me. Because that whole big butt era, big butt, big breast era is fading. People are tired of seeing it. But just imagine having a nice flat stomach with your arms nice, slim. You know, you go to the gym and just imagine how your physique will be. You just want to get lipo. Don't be easily influenced with the whole BBL era. That's my advice. But let's get into ways on how to validate yourself. When you know how to validate yourself, you have better judgment when it comes to dating. You won't just date anybody because a guy tells you you're so beautiful and he knows how to validate your feelings. No. Everyone have insecurities and everybody everybody have what they're dealing with. But when you know how to validate yourself, the outside world cannot control your emotions or affect you as an individual. And knowing how to validate yourself, you understand who you are, you understand your feelings, you know how to express your feelings, you know how to handle situations. Nobody can make you feel insecure or jealous when you know how to validate yourself. The first step to validating yourself is keeping a diary where you know all your strengths. This is really important because when you write down something, you're also reading. It's being stamped in your subconscious mind. Know your strengths. What are your strengths? A lot of times we focus on our weaknesses more than our strengths. This is why the diary is really important. Anytime you feel insecure, you can refer back to your list of strengths to make you feel more confident. And the more and more you do this, is the more you become resilient. The second way to validate yourself is to invest in personal projects and hobbies. This is so important. Because when you invest in who you are and invest in your self-development, you're subconsciously viewing yourself as important. Because imagine, think about when you're working on a project. When you're working on a project, you're focused on that project that you're working on. Now imagine you making yourself the project. You know what? I want to work on my emotions. You know what? I want to work on growing my hair. You know what? I want to work on losing a few pounds. You are subconsciously viewing yourself as important, which turns into you validating who you are. And this increases your self-worth. The third thing is focus on your self-care. When you don't love yourself, it's hard to make the best decisions. Self-care is so important when it comes to validating yourself, because when you treat yourself well, your mind will catch up and your self-esteem will improve. The fourth thing, have an exercise routine. An exercise routine is so important when it comes to validating who you are. Why is it so important? Because it works on your body image. The more you look good, the more you feel good, the more confident you're going to be in who you are. When you feel good about who you are and yourself, you don't need others to validate you or your feelings, because you know what you see. If you're not happy with what you see in the mirror, change it. It's just that simple. Even though you may see certain things that others may not see, but if you feel insecure about something that others may not see, you're going to seek validation from others. It's natural. So the only way to validate who you are as a person is to improve your physical being, mental being, emotional being. You know, I have a gratitude journal. I started this journal the middle of last month. And what I do is I write three things that I'm thankful for and three things I look forward to. I cannot lie to you. On the first page, one thing that I said I look forward to, it already happened. Those things really do help in validating who you are when you can see your progress. You start to realize that the outside world doesn't matter. It's all about you. And when you validate who you are as a person, there's a light that shines to the outside world. But when you look for outside validation, you become lost. You can become easily influenced. You become used. You become insecure. Anybody can come into your life, use you, and walk out. You're not too concerned about who leaves your life because you believe that whatever's meant to be will be, and whatever's not meant to be will simply leave. Hello. Like that guy you're holding on to, clearly he wasn't meant to be in your life, because if he was meant to be in your life, he would be in your life. But he's gone. So no more, oh, you know, he really helped me with my feelings. He really helped me with paying the bills. He really helped me with this. He really helped me with that. Next caller, it doesn't matter. Because why? You validate who you are. You know you're sure about yourself. And another way to validate who you are is to encourage yourself. And I want to give you an example. Like currently, I'm trying to slim back down to how I was before, right? And I remember just the other day, I was getting so mad at myself, like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm already losing weight really fast, but I felt like I wasn't losing weight fast enough. And I had to say to myself, like, bestie, calm down. Like, it's only been a few, it's not even up to a month. You've lost damn near 15 pounds already. Like, calm down. It's a process. You know, the same thing I tell you guys is what I had to tell myself. And, you know, talking to yourself in the mirror and saying encouraging things will truly help you in the way you visualize who you are. And that's what I've noticed. When I look at myself in the mirror, I try to be positive. And when I start talking positive to myself, when I look in the mirror, I start to see that the things that I feel insecure about, it's really not that bad. It's really, really not that bad. And I encourage a lot of you to do the same thing. If you're feeling insecure about something, look in the mirror and talk to yourself. Be positive, encourage yourself, because it can always change. Change takes time, and you have to enjoy the process of change, and you have to trust the process. So I looked in the mirror and I'm like, bestie, like, it's not even a month and the stomach is, you know what I'm saying? The stomach is stomaching, it's going back down. Like, girl, you doing your thing. And then, you know, it made me feel good. It made me smile. It made me feel happy. I validated myself. I didn't have to go to my husband and ask him, oh, babe, do you see my stomach? Is my stomach getting flatter? I don't have to ask him that. I can see that for myself. And me just saying that just reminded me. That is so important. When you know how to validate yourself, you don't seek others to validate you. Like, for example, you don't need to go to somebody, a friend or a boyfriend, and say, oh, babe, do I look fat in this? Or, oh, babe, did I lose weight? Oh, babe, do I look good in this? You don't need to ask anybody outside of you about how you look, because you can validate how you look. And I think that we all tend to do that. We'll be like, oh, babe, what do you think of how I look in this? Or you go to your friend and be like, oh, how do I look in this? Does it look good on me? That's seeking outside validation. You don't need outside validation because they're not the ones wearing it. They're not the ones in your body. You have to validate who you are. Validate yourself. Like, oh, okay, well, if you know you don't look good in it, then you don't look good in it. It's just that simple. Be honest with yourself. A lot of times you like to lie to yourself. You know the answer, but you'd rather ask somebody else for the answers. You know the answer. If you know you don't look good in it, then you don't look good in it. Just, oh, I don't look good in this. I gotta change my clothes. You don't need someone else to validate your feelings about how you feel about yourself. If you look good in it, you'll know, oh, yeah, I look good in it. I look good. I don't need to ask nobody if I look good because you know you look good. But if you're like, oh, I don't think this looks good on me, take it off. Take it off. Simple. Don't seek validation from your friend or your man. You know it don't look good on you, take it off. Simple. You have the answers. Validate your own feelings. You don't need others to validate your feelings because they're not the ones in your shoes. Another thing in validating yourself is accepting your flaws. Accepting your flaws is so important. You are flawed. We're all flawed, and that's what makes you who you are. You may not be the best at cooking. That doesn't mean you're not good in other areas in life. Remember, accepting your flaws is being honest with yourself and knowing that, okay, well, I'm not good at cooking, so maybe I should watch more YouTube videos on how to cook better. Just because you have flaws doesn't mean you have to live with your flaws. Accepting your flaws is just knowing that this area can improve it. You don't want to be ignorant. Don't be an ignorant woman that feels like, oh, well, I don't know how to cook, so that's just how I am, but that's just me. Don't be ignorant. Always be willing to improve. Always be willing to be better. That's what life is all about, being better. You're not going to have everything. Everybody doesn't have everything. You're going to lack somewhere. What makes you a special individual is your willingness to always improve. Improvement. You may not be good at communicating, but you're willing to improve. You're willing to learn. And the next and final thing I want to say with self-validation is do not compare yourself to others. You are a special individual. Your parents gave you your name. My parents gave me my name. Their parents gave them their name. A lot of you have issues with validation because you're too busy comparing yourself to what you see. Do not compare yourself. Everybody have their own journey. Everybody's wearing their own sneakers in their own journey, and you never know where the shoe is painting them because you're not in their shoes. So don't look at somebody else's shoes and say, oh my God, her shoes are so shiny and my shoes are so dusty and busty. You don't know how long it took her to clean her shoes for her shoes to be shiny. I hope you understand that metaphor. You may be trying to achieve the same success as someone else, but you don't know how long it took them to get to where they got to. So you don't have to be jealous, or you don't have to be envious, or you don't have to feel like you're not good enough because they once was in your shoes as well. Don't compare because you don't know what the other person is going through, and you don't know how long it took them to get to where they are. Be happy with the life that was given to you because God brought you into this life for a reason and you have a purpose as well. Be happy with the life you were giving and the cards you were dealt with because you can always change the cards. It's all about you. How are you going to deal with the cards you were dealt with? You can't make excuses and say, well, my mother was like this. My father left me. My this, that. You can't make those excuses. Oh, I don't have a job anymore, so that's why I'm like, oh, I can't lose weight because I'm always working from home. No excuses. How are you going to deal with the cards that you were dealt with? Use me as an example. Look at the cards I was dealt with. Did I come online and start crying and saying, oh my God, you know, I'm sad and I can't believe this happened? Or did I stand up strong and say, you know what? This is the cards that I was given, but I'm the dealer. And I'm going to change the situation. Even though this situation is meant to break me down, make me sad, I didn't beat myself up about it. I just got myself up and said, you know what? Life goes on. I didn't use the cards that I was dealt with as an excuse to not show up. And I want to tell you, no matter the cards you are dealt with, always continuously show up for yourself. Because you know what? There's always light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm going to leave you guys with that. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, thank you for listening. If you're here with me on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Like, comment, subscribe, and you know the rest. Until we meet again.